alcoholic punched in the face. Take this for passing period. Boom. People are saying I got this one wrong. Somehow, I might have missed the first punch being thrown here. I don't know who's seen the first punch, by the way. All I know is we've got a substitute teacher, Mr. Smith, boys, Mr. Kewan Smith over here. Or, sorry, Requan Smith. I get all my Quans mixed up, boys. But Mr. Requan Smith, 27, was recorded punching a student during a cafeteria fight at the Valley High School in East Las Vegas. This is Unlimited L's over here. And some other people are saying, well, the kid threw the first punch. How do we know that? There is one other angle that I've seen of this video, but they're both starting mid-fight. And from what I'm seeing on the Twitter sphere, or X, as the cool kids call it, is that Mr. Requan Smith over here had to punch the kid in the face because the kid said a word, boys. The magic word. The magic word. And so, no. I mean, you're not allowed to punch kids because they said a word. That's dumb. That's stupid. I don't know what happened in the situation. All the videos show this mid-fight. The kids on TikTok are saying that it was because the kids said the N-word, so they want the Mr. Smith rehired. Look at this. #free Mr. Smith. This is taken from TikTok. And then other people say, well, no, the kid threw the first punch. Listen, if you are in a situation at a high school and a kid says something and then you decide that you're going to go hit them, you're going to get arrested, obviously. You're still going to get arrested if that word was the N-word. It's fucking stupid. That's a dumb thing. You're not allowed to hit the kids. It doesn't matter what they say. Holy shit. We used to teach small children this sticks and stones may break bones, but words will never hurt me. Boy, that got right out the window. There's like one magic word, man. No, it's fine. And you see this all over the place. There's another instance where... all the time, I'm seeing articles where a black dude will punch a white person. They go, well, they said the N-word. There was like a coffee shop one where this old white guy got punched in the head and he fell down, died. And the guy goes, well, listen, I had to punch him in his head. He said the N-word. Yeah, but you killed a man. You killed a man over a word. No, that's not how common law in this country works, or any law. But again, because we live in a real stupid society, people are saying that's fine. So if this kid said that word and this guy said, oh, that's it. I got to go hit you now. And he's 27 years old and the substitute teacher. That's fucking stupid. And he's got to be arrested, clearly. Now, if you find me some more video that shows before all of this happens and the kid throws the first punch, then you got a different situation where, again, kids are fucking insane. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a kid when I was growing up attack a teacher. But I've seen some videos lately of a lot of kids attacking teachers. A 16-year-old starts attacking a teacher, throws the first punch. I'm fine with the teacher knocking them the fuck out. It's self-defense. But I don't have that video right now. I just got this. I just have what TikTok is saying. It has to do with the magic N-word. But this dude's been arrested. Police arrested both the student and the teacher. Smith now faces a litany of criminal charges, including battery resulting in serious bodily harm, assaulting a school pupil on school property, threatening to do bodily harm in public school student, and interfering with a student from attending school, according to court records. So he gives him a slap at the end. It's just sitting there going, he looks like he's slapped a kid before. Allegedly, of course. I have no idea. I'm sure he's an outstanding citizen of Walmart Amazon. But wow, what a wild video. It's just an absolute wild video. Our high schools, now people chalk this up, they go, well, it's because everybody's got a camera on their phone these days. Fuck you, man. We've had cameras on phones for 15 years at this point. We've had social media like Facebook and Twitter for almost 20 years. The last 10 years, you've had both cameras and social media all up everybody's asshole. The amount of chaos coming out of these high schools is going through the roof. It doesn't have anything to do with the proliferation of video cameras on the phone, for fuck's sake. I mean, it's our high schools, our public schools in general, are war zones. They're prisons. And the amount of videos of teachers and kids beating the shit out of each other is going through the roof. There is a bigger problem going on. But we'll have to see how this one shakes out. All the videos, I've only seen two of them, two different videos from this. They start midway. They're both in the middle of a fight, so I have no idea who swung first. I don't know who's got the high ground or who's got the high ground position, the Obi-Wan position, or the just the general, well, you know, if you defending yourself, you're fine. You should be fine. We'll have to see. But wow, fucking wild. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel, you'll be kept up to date with our school prisons over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.